What's up, folks? Welcome to Nino's Corner.tv, Fluff Tube Edition. You know, I've been watching this feud with Kevin Hart and Cat Williams, and it's really picking up pace. What Cat Williams did was call out the entire industry. And you better not live in a glass house if you're going to be throwing the first stone. And what I see happening now, if these guys have no choice but to go after Cat Williams and protect their reputation and legacy, because what Cat Williams did was, in my opinion, one of the most single-handedly biggest call-outs ever in the industry. I've never seen anything like this. Maybe the video I did a few years ago about, you know, in Hollywood, but this one, he specifically named people, threw them under the bus, and told exactly how they sell out in the industry. So much so that it got millions upon millions of views. I think it's over 20 million views now. I'm going to go ahead and recap on this and show the Cat Williams video on him talking about just a little part of it, talking about Kevin Hart.
In 15 years in Hollywood, no one in Hollywood has a memory of going to a sold out Kevin Hart show.
Now that's saying a lot. 15 years in Hollywood, no one has a memory of Kevin Hart even being there, and then all of a sudden, boom, he explodes on the scene. What did he have to do? Now, I'm not saying that Cat Williams isn't battling a little bit of jealousy, maybe bitterness, like, man, he has the goods, but he never sold out. He still has his soul, in my opinion. He still has his soul. What he's saying here is everybody else sold out.
Being a line for him ever getting a standing ovation at any comedy club. For a 5-year period, every single movie that Kevin Hart did was a movie that had been on my desk. That all I had said was, just can we take some of this step and fetch it out?
So what he's saying is he never sold out, folks. He never, ever sold out. All these other guys did. And he talks a lot about how they make black men wear dresses in these movies. And if you really think about it, you see that all the time. But where I'm going to go at now is, now here's Kevin Hart. Where I'm going to go with this now is Kevin Hart's response, which is Kevin Hart responds to Cat Williams, "You don't entertain the circus, you watch it." So he's acting like he's taking the high ground, folks. He's going to take the high ground. When really, Cat Williams really threw him under the bus. I think he needs to respond to this a little better than what he's doing. I mean, if you look at Ludacris made a little rap jingle. I mean, none of these guys are really saying, no, you're wrong, that's not true, how dare you? None of that. None of that is happening. They're just kind of sidestepping it. So you don't entertain the circus, you watch it, said actor Kevin Hart. So he's calling basically Cat Williams a circus. When asked about being called out by comedian Cat Williams during an explosive rant on the Club Shay Shay podcast. So he's acting like, I'm taking the higher ground. What are you, like 4'8"? You're not much taller than Cat Williams, buddy. When a lion comes out and rides a bike, you don't think about it too hard. You just go, okay, that's crazy. The lion is riding a bike. And then you go home and enjoy the rest of your day. So he's acting like, this doesn't even really deserve a response from me. Hart responded during an interview with Fox's 5, Kevin McCarthy, about his new action comedy, Lift. I don't feed into this stuff at all. At the end of the day, it's all entertaining to a certain degree, Hart said. He added he's sure his fans will fact-check claims like the ones made against him by Williams. How do you fact-check things that happen behind closed doors, deals that are done behind closed doors, relationships, things of that nature? I mean, look, Kevin Hart, even though he's on record saying he would never, ever wear a dress, and then bam. Not too much longer, he was wearing a dress, folks. But this is where it gets really bad right here. This is where it gets really... I'm watching this. I'm watching all this. So now Cat Williams is taking his ex-wife. Kevin Hart reacts to ex-wife Tori Hart's poor announcement with Cat Williams. Folks, his ex-wife Tori Hart's tour announcement with Cat Williams. So now Cat Williams is really, really pouring salt on the wound now. Despite the timing, the night school actor says he wants everybody to win. Kevin Hart still looks like he's trying to take the high ground. During Cat Williams' off-the-cuff interview with Shannon Sharp that dropped last week, he said he and Kevin Hart hadn't been in the same building in over 25 years. I have a feeling that's going to change. And I bet you anyone that's there is going to be pulling their phone out as soon as these two men enter the same building together. Well, that's sort of about to change by way of, by another heart. Still, Kevin is faking the high road. Taking, see, I said faking, taking the high road. What appears to be an ironic twist of fate, Kevin's ex-wife, Tori Hart, broke the news on Tuesday via Instagram that she would be joining the Friday After Next star on tour. So you got Cat Williams taking Kevin Hart's ex-wife on tour. Now, is there any romance going on there? I would imagine so. The post accompanied a photo of her and Williams in a snippet and from Sit Down with Sharp. I only put on comedians that are funnier than me, Williams said in part during the clip. But there's no bad blood from Hart about this new comedy duo. When asked about Tori joining Williams, he told TMZ, "My success is my success," adding, "I want everybody to win. I love everybody." So he is taking the high ground. He is taking the high ground, but that's still not an answer on whether you sold out or not. I think people want to hear a more detailed response regarding Cat Williams' allegations. Give me your thoughts down below. Do you think Kevin Hart is doing the right thing? Do you think that maybe Kevin Hart should, how they say, get off his chariot and throw tomatoes back? I think he's been propelled into the scene now as being a sellout, and I think he has to respond. I don't think taking the high ground is going to be looked at as a really worthy response. You can even look at Ludacris's response. Look at Steve Harvey's response. They're all trying to just take the high ground. Maybe this will go away. I don't think this is going away. I'm a big advocate for nipping things in the butt immediately before it gets out of hand. That's just how I handle things. I've dealt with bullies all my life. I'm not saying Cat Williams is a bully, but he's made some very powerful accusations and allegations that probably need to be responded to in a timely manner. And I think the more you step away from this and act like you're taking the high road, the guiltier you look. Give me your opinions down below. Do you think Kevin Hart is acting correct in this manner, or do you think he should fire back with some missiles himself, including Steve Harvey and Cedric the Entertainer? Do you think they should fire back accordingly? Give me your thoughts down below. Let me know, folks. Later.